the magnetism and the polarity and everything. So it's really enjoyable. But getting back to listening to early you, it's really, I mean, my neighbor died 2 weeks ago. My mind was blown at work that I actually thought Ion was fucking with me, because when you were talking to the, what's the guy's name? Mark Free. Right at the end of part one, you're explaining, which is really ingenious. I got to listen to you explain the ant, ribosome B, and wavicle. Really highly scientific. But at the end of explaining the wavicle, you said non-physical.
Oh. I said wavicle is non-physical?
Yes, you described the wavicle about the non-visible, non-visible, non-acoustic, subatomic arena, and then at the end you said non-physical, and I went back and listened to that four times. I'm like, this can't be.
That's right.
But you said non-physical.
Yeah, that's amazing, because we don't normally use that word. Ion brought that up, made that word.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that was,
that's
really
a good. So if Ion got everything for me, he got the word non-physical for me.
Yes. I mean, I was blown away, and I couldn't say it to anyone, you know, so I'm just sitting around just like, my, this is unbelievable. And I'm like, and then what was really mind-blowing, like my mind died, I was like, this must be Ion fucking with me, you know, because they can change things. It's proven that they can change things. So what it is, the next day I went back and listened to it, and yes, you said non-physical at the end of explaining the wavicle.
But how does Ion mess with you and your neighbor?
No, my mind being blown that maybe, I'm thinking maybe they put that in there to Bob saying non-physical. So the next day I went back to listen, and you did say non-physical.
But they could have put it in there.
I don't, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you said non-physical. You said non-physical.
All right. See, and every week, people, there's miracles. Any more?
Yes, I listened to, and then I just finished, today's Sunday. Friday, I listened to your, finished the discussion with Philip Chamberlain. Do you have still contact with him?
No, he died the day Bush attacked Iraq in March 20th, Carol's birthday in 2003. I talked to him about 2 days before that. I did have a conversation with him just before he died.
Yeah, because that was an interesting discussion, but the first 10 minutes I was like, oh, because he started talking and it sort of was boring because he was talking about Mars and everything, but then it shows that you would talk to anybody. you would talk to anybody, because at first I was like bored, but I like just kept hanging on, and then when he started asking you questions, it really got livened up, and then it was interesting to hear you and Carolyn talking about disarmament. That was really educational for me. Really, really educational. And Carolyn got to talk about her work, which really is prophetic to hear her talk and now seeing what she's presenting with the Completement product. So that's like really solidified a lot for me to hear that.
Yeah, I'll just say this. Phil was a traditional peace activist. He knew the history of a lot of interesting things, interesting documents, but I had to come up with an angle that wasn't, pro-war, but a whole different way where I was on neither the pro or anti, That's what I come up with, a whole different angle, which was partly comes from McLuhan and what he wrote.
Yes. And it was,
but
it's
I don't
funny,
know.
It's a, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I don't know what
it's synchronized. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what I said in those recordings. I haven't heard them.
Yeah, I started reading LaRouche's "So Are You Ready to Learn Economics?" 2 weeks ago. So it was really, you started talking about LaRouche.
Yeah.
In that and just educating him, because he was really curious about how LaRouche, and you really gave him the overview about LaRouche and how LaRouche was against the whole Persian-London thing. So that was fun to listen to. But what's really interesting is that and I didn't know about it, my next thing I'm going to go into is listen to LaRouche interviews from March 1989.
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah. I figured that because I started listening to the first 5 minutes on Friday, and it's like the mind. I mean, you could hear the guy he's really a great mind. I mean, just to hear him, the great mind, how he started spitting off facts.
Yeah, he could talk, intellectual stuff. It don't go into the political, avoid the political stuff and just go into his metaphysics, his philosophy, his physics. There's a lot there he has said, and I'm proud of that one. We get that out of him.
Yeah, yeah. I look forward to listening to that, yeah.
Okay.
So that's all my miracles from the last 2 weeks. It's just, it's really, I mean, I whenever I have a question after I listen to you in the 90s, when I, like I said, the kingdom, which you just played a couple weeks ago, that's really intermixing a lot Ion talked about, the elimination of the kingdoms. It's really big, actually. It's like the underlying science of what Ion's been talking about. It's a lot out there that they've talked about.
Yeah, we're going to do some more tonight.
Wow.
The interview with LaRouche, that's Bob Marshall's international connection. But I wanted to talk to LaRouche, so I subbed in for Marshall. So I call myself Bob Marshall, but it's me.
Okay.
And I don't think Bob Marshall could have done the intellectual detail I did. So that's in 89. He was in jail. He was in transition to a more serious jail. So he was available to the media while waiting to be deported. And he did a lot of interviews with regular media, which he wasn't accessible in the 80s. So that was good. And then I met the LaRouches in New York in 93 when we got there. And I got talking to this guy, Matt, and one thing led to another. And it turned out he was the guy in charge of the archives of LaRouche's interviews. And that period, all those 250 interviews, so he told me he went through them all and archived them. And he said, I consider yours the best interview. So
yes.
It stood out among all the other interviews. So even among the LaRouches, it's considered a very good interview. So
you even said that in the discussion, and that's what I said, yeah, let me go listen to that. So that's my next venture. In the Philip
Philip.
Yeah, yeah, about how we had access and how many interviews that he did, and that the LaRouches picked out those interviews as something that they sold and presented to the public.
Yeah.